you're providing these children with so many services, everything from transportation to health care, education, housing, isn't that incentivizing people to come to this country?
I would say no. If you cross the border illegally today, you are not eligible for DACA treatment, nor are you eligible for the earned path to citizenship that is being contemplated by the legislation that's now before Congress, which I sincerely hope and believe the Congress will pass.
That was Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson in response to a reporter's question. Aren't these people being enticed to come to the United States with promises of public schooling and you can stay, you won't be deported? And he apparently, no, they're not eligible for any of these things. Well, but they're going to stay. I mean, we now have a situation where Fort Sill in Oklahoma is set to house 1,200 minor illegal immigrant children, a military base, at a time where we're cutting 30,000 positions from our U.S. military. Now our military base is being used as these mini refugee camps. And this is a story that is frankly just starting to be covered and still not being covered really correctly. I mean, the Wall Street Journal's coverage of this is still ridiculous on page, what is it today? Page A3. We're not examining why this is happening. I emailed my friend Carol in Guatemala City, who has been a friend of mine since our days in college together. She's Guatemalan. I emailed her last night and I said, is the violence worse than it was 6 years ago, the last time I was there? She said, if anything, it's better. But my gut is that these people believe they're going to be able to stay in the United States. But let me get back to you with more. She has 8 children. Her husband is a businessman in Guatemala City, Ciudad de Guatemala. So she said, no, if anything, the violence is less than it was before. So the narrative being told is we're leaving because of violence, meaning you got to keep me here because I'm a refugee. But in fact, they're coming here because they know they can stay. They won't be deported. Administration has said so. Most Republicans say the following. We're not going to deport 11 million people. Well, when people hear that, they're not going to deport anybody. That's what's really happening. And states are left to pick up the bag here. Hold the bag. Governor Mary Fallon from the great state of Oklahoma. Interesting things going on in Oklahoma with Common Core. We're going to get to that. Also now with Fort Sill, and she's going to give us the latest on what is happening on the ground there. Governor, it is always great to talk to you. How are you?
I'm doing super, Laura. Appreciate you taking time to visit with us today.
Absolutely. We've been looking to the governors, both Governor Perry, of course, Jan Brewer in Arizona, Jerry Brown in California, given a military base there is involved, and now you in Oklahoma. What is the situation now like at Fort Sill, preparing to bring more kids in? Some have already arrived, I understand.
Well, and that's our challenge right now, Laura, is that we're not getting very much information out of the administration. We had a phone call last Friday giving us confirmation because we'd been hearing a couple of rumors last week that we were going to get some of the children here. Friday they told us we were. They said that they'd be providing the federal resources to take care of the children, but just very little information. But what we do know now is that we received a busload or so this past weekend. Still haven't heard confirmation on the numbers, maybe about 100 children. They're saying that we could get up to 600 to 1,200 children. They're probably about 1,200 on the upper end because they're coming in so fast into Fort Sill. They've taken a building that was empty. They're putting the children there. Supposedly, the federal government's going to provide health care because we don't know the health needs of these children, whether they're healthy, not healthy. Certainly, they're going to have language barriers. Certainly, you have to think about the education, social work. You know, where's their families? How do they get here? And so it's very alarming that we have this many children coming to our state. And, of course, I do want to say this. As a mother, and my husband and I have 6 children, you know, we want to treat our children humanely that are coming here because they are children. They've been put in a very bad spot, and it's important that they do get the care and services that they need. And, of course, our nation has always been a nation of immigrants, but through legal immigration. And what we're seeing is that because of President Obama's policies, he has encouraged other people and just children themselves to come to the United States because you can. And so basically he's opened up the floodgates of all these children from El Salvador, Honduras, Guatemala to come through Mexico and other countries to get to Texas, Arizona, California, and now they're shipping them throughout the nation because the borders are being overwhelmed and flooded with these very young children, some that are certainly in their teenage years. But
well, let me just tell you, Governor, the Guatemalan, we're talking to Mary Fallon, Governor of Oklahoma, the Guatemalan, one of their main newspapers reporting last night, El Periódico, in the El Mundo section, that they're reporting that the 83% of the inmigrantes that are being detained by the border force there, and when they're monitoring who's trying to leave, who's leaving the country, and who's actually gotten here, and I don't know how they got to this calculation, but they calculate that 83% of the people who are leaving Guatemala are over the age of 14. So that's one thing to say. Look, they're still children. Yeah, absolutely still children, but that's just an interesting piece of the puzzle. Also concerns is that we have gang members who are entering as part of the United part of the wave across the border. A big piece by Kellen Howell in the Washington Times about how Border Patrol officials being swamped and they can't turn away, I guess under their orders, they can't turn away Mexican gang members. Chris Cabrera of the National Border Patrol Council Union said that the MS-13 tattoos are on a lot of these youths coming across the border, and they're coming into the system as well.
That's very alarming. And, of course, we've seen drug cartels sending up various gang members to the United States and bringing more drugs here. Certainly sex trafficking is also something that we're very concerned about in our nation, and that's a challenge. We don't know who these children are, if they're coming here because they're in bad conditions with their families, if they have no families, if they're gang members. I don't quite even understand and can't grasp how a child 7 to 8 to 12 to 17 can make it across that many countries financially.
Oh, right, but they're being facilitated. Well, Governor, you were onto it. This is all a facilitation. This is orchestrated. Both Central American governments want to get rid of a lot of these kids because,
absolutely,
because according to the Washington Times, the 16, 17, 18-year-olds, a lot of these kids coming off the streets have gotten caught up with gang activity. They're wreaking havoc in the outskirts of Guatemala City. Within the worst neighborhoods of Guatemala City, which I've been to, believe me, and you don't want to get out of your car there. It's bad stuff. But they're happy to have some of these people leave the country. It's not their problem anymore. And for a governor of a state like of Oklahoma, with a great tradition, by the way, at Fort Sill. Fort Sill is a historic landmark military base. For that
it
to
is.
Suddenly be turned into this refugee center where you as governor aren't even getting information from the federal government. I mean, this seems unlawful to do. This doesn't seem even legal.
Absolutely. Well, it is. It is a terrible situation in that we aren't getting information that we need to have. And you've got military officers that have long been trained. They're there to protect our nations. And they're certainly there to do whatever we need for the military. And now all of a sudden you've got children that are there on the military installation. Now, granted, they're saying that they're going to bring in anywhere from 300 to 600 federal workers to stay at our local hotels to take care
That'll
of these children. Oh, yeah, absolutely. In fact, I've heard ranges from 150 a day to 250 a day to take care of these children. That's as much as it costs for a parent to send a child to college.
Well, and look, it says that one of the most recent reports out of the local ABC there says that they're going to be held in this three-story, 200,000-square-foot building that has a history of housing soldiers at different points of time, and they're going to receive numerous educational, recreational, medical services provided by the Department of Homeland Security and, I guess, Health and Human Services. Now, when we say the federal government is doing this, Governor Fallon, it's the taxpayers of this country that are doing this and, of course, the taxpayers of Oklahoma.
Yeah, absolutely, it is. And, you know, with our deficit already as a nation and, you know, Laura, I'll get to you this. We have about 11,000 children in the state of Oklahoma that are in our Oklahoma Department of Human Services custody right now because they have some challenges with their families. It could be substance abuse, drug abuse, it could be abandonment, you know, it could be numerous different things already within our Oklahoma system. And then you're adding, not that these kids will go into our system, but then you're adding all these other children into a system, a federal system at Fort Sill. I mean, you got to wonder, what are they going to do with them after, you know, they say it's going to be 90 days, 120 days. I mean, is that really true, or is that just somebody winking at us and saying, well, it's going to be 90 days, 120 days, and then that's all they'll be for sale?
Right. Well, I mean, given what we know that they aren't truthful on when it comes to Obamacare and red lines and all, I mean, I don't think we can believe anything that they say on almost any issue. But, you know, I was thinking about your situation there in Oklahoma, and I was thinking about Jan Brewer, I was thinking about Perry. It doesn't make quite as much sense in Ventura County where they're dealing with the other military base. But let's just take Texas and let's take Arizona and Oklahoma. Why your states? Why are we choosing your states to do this? Because I'm looking.
I have wondered about that.
Yeah, just go ahead, Gov. What do you think? What might be one of the reasons?
I'm not a border state.
Right.
That's the interesting part, too. I'm not a border state. You mean you do have three Republican states where the children are being put. So, I mean, I can understand Texas, that's right across the border. Arizona, right across the border. California, right across the border. But Oklahoma's not.
Well,
let me give you my theory.
Let me give you my theory. I'm going back to only I would do this, of course, Governor. Governor Fallon's known me for so long. Okay, March 7th, 2012. Here's the title of the piece in the Washington Post. Why Oklahoma is so anti-Obama. Oh, Obama lost 15 counties in the Democratic primary in the Sooner State on Tuesday, and he took just 57% of the vote statewide, despite none of its little-known opponents having much money in the contest in the state. Goes on and on. So why? But why? Well, Oklahoma is certainly a conservative state, it's not necessarily a state where you think it would be the most opposed to Obama in the United States. In fact, in the most recent Gallup for state rankings, Oklahoma wasn't even listed among the 10 most conservative states in the country. But it goes on and on to talk about how, an election after election, Obama just can't get a break. I mean, liberals are usually on the run in that state. I have a theory that Oklahoma is a pain in their backside for a whole bunch of reasons, on the pro-life issue, on the gay marriage issue, on just, you know, opposition to the attempt to transform America. And if they can dump a bunch of kids in Oklahoma for a while and make your life miserable, then they'll do it. That's my theory.
Well, it's an interesting theory. And back to your point about that article, when you said the 57%, that was on the Democrat ticket.
Mm-hmm.
He lost every single county in the state of Oklahoma. We have 77 counties, both elections, the first and the second election.
Right. So, I mean, that just tells you that Oklahoma isn't really keen on the Obama agenda. And I think it goes back to, you know, what, you know, he and Jan Brewer having that moment on the tarmac.
We are a very conservative state. I mean, we believe in our Constitution. We support freedom of speech, freedom of religion. We're certainly a right-to-life state. We believe federal government is overspending. You know, we believe in Oklahoma and keeping our taxes low, right-sizing government itself. We believe in local control of education, of different services. We challenged the Affordable Health Care Act in the state of Oklahoma. We took it to court. So, you know, we are a very conservative state.
Yeah, I think it's payback. I mean, payback is, you know what, you know, that's the line. And remember he said, punish your enemies to the La Raza group, the Hispanic group, punish your enemies. I think this is part of what they do. And I know you're not going to say that because, you know, it doesn't probably benefit you to say anything. But I think a lot of us looking at this, they know exactly why. I'm surprised they didn't send him to Idaho or something. I mean, you know, but, you know, I also think they think you're a player in future Republican politics. And, you know, you're a female, you're a governor, you're very popular. And I think people are looking very closely at you. That's my sense. Common Core, we got to move on to that. Common Core was repealed, replaced in Oklahoma. Yet people like Jeb Bush still standing by Common Core, saying it makes sense. All these Republicans criticizing Common Core, they're being led along by, you know, some Tea Party organizations. What's your reaction to that?
Well, Common Core, as you know, was decided back in around 2009, 2010. Before I came into office, I was actually in Congress at that time. So when I came into office, our legislature had voted to put in Common Core back in 2010. But as I have been looking at the issue, certainly our parents, our teachers, our other citizens within our community have been looking at the issue, it has become so divisive in our state. We are a state that believes in local control of education. We believe that we can set very high academic standards, rigor, accountability, transparency, have the right kind of testing in the state of Oklahoma. But the distrust of the federal government itself and trying to overreach into our education system and just tainting the whole education system itself had become so confusing to our citizens that we did repeal and voted to replace Common Core with Oklahoma's own standards. And I think that's the right thing to do for our state. We're very committed to high standards, and we're very committed to making sure our children get the very best education possible so they can be ready to either go to college or enter into a career.
Have you ever talked to Jeb Bush about this, ever tried to maybe have a dialogue with him about why the state turned away from it and what you can do moving forward?
I haven't talked to him since we repealed it, but I have talked to Governor Bush over the years because he has been a proponent of education reform, and I appreciate what he's tried to do. But the fact is that once the federal government latched on to tying money, no child left behind, it became tainted.
No, it just wasn't going to work. But people have to get this message from the states. The states are the ones dealing with it. But Governor Fallon, keep us up to date, please, through your office about Fort Sill, because the information is coming out in dribs and drabs. We really appreciate your leadership and your demand for answers from Washington.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
All right, we'll take a break on The Laura Ingraham Show. Stay with us.
The Laura Ingraham Show.
Thanks for listening to this podcast excerpt of The Laura Ingraham Show. If you'd like to receive podcasts of our complete shows, go to lauraingraham.com and sign up to become a member of Laura 365. Our Laura 365 members get commercial-free streams and podcasts of our shows every day we're on the air. And also, you can listen to the last 30 days of The Laura Ingraham Show. Be ahead of the curve. Join Laura 365.